Start your day with remembrance of all.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us oh the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher, and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment. May peace and blessings be upon the cause and cream of creation, the most exalted prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah, we have some beautiful segments lined out for today as well, whereas we shall be speaking in relation to only the blessings of reciting durood and sending salutations and salawat upon the most exalted and sublime prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji haan, aaj inshallah we shall be even speaking about some amazing parables in relation to the virtue and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As per routine, of course, we also listen to Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are countless virtues and blessings of reciting Salat and Salam. Pens can break, their inks can run out, and words can also come to an end. But the amount of salat and salam sent upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can never ever be counted. Salat upon the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal is an action which has been mentioned even in the glorious Quran Pak. This verse, subhanallah, is actually the na'at and the poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal says, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon Him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. O devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are numerous madani pearls we learn from this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Firstly, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send salat and salam upon Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Furthermore, this blessed verse is a clear praise. In other words, it's a na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal bestows mercy upon His beloved, and the angels also send mercy upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, in this verse, the believers have been commanded to send salat and salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because we learn from this very same verse that if there is an action which is also carried out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that action is also followed by the angels. Angels will also do as Allah has commanded them to do. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salams and peace upon the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, likewise the angels would do. And here in this verse, the believers are also commanded to recite and send darood and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Woh jo na the to kuch na tha, woh jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai woh jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. It is this beautiful invocation of darood and salams, which is a form of dua, and through the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak, our supplications are accepted. Subhanallah. Ponder for a moment, subhanallah. This is sunnat-e-ilahiyah. This is the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He Himself sends peace and blessings upon the cause and cream of creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And does not stop there. Since Allah azza wa jal sends Durood and Salams, He commands the angels to do as well. And since the angels also send salams and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore the ummatis and followers are also commanded to recite. So do you realize how important, how essential it is for a believer to recite abundance of durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam?
Huzur aisa koi intizam ho jaye, huzur aisa koi intizab ho jaye, huzur aisa koi intizab ho jaye, mera durood o salam ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. We are now going to listen to a beautiful nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the praises of the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just after this nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be back and we will be discussing the blessings and parables in relation to reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya تیرا سرا پایا نبی تفسیر ہے قرآن کی واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ، تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میرا راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہ، تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری، تیرا محرم ہے روح امی، تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہ، تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا، رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا، مجھے شوق یہ طبع رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ ماشاءاللہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز اف مدنی چینل ٹو دی پروگرام کالڈ دی ارلی ایکو۔ درود پاک اف کورس از اے گریٹ ایکشن، اینڈ سبحان اللہ، ان تفسیر روح البیان it has been mentioned that after the revelation of this blessed ayah, when this verse was revealed, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi, taqriban rozana hum ye ayat sunte hain. Jab ye ayat nazil hui, when this verse was revealed, subhanallah, the blessed face of rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was shining due to happiness. It began to shine and glitter, allahu akbar, by the virtue of bliss became luminous, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, congratulate me, because I have been given this blessed verse which I love more than dunya wa ma fiha. I love this verse more than everything that this world contains. Allahu Akbar. And whatever is in this world, more than this world, and whatever is in this world, this verse is more beloved to me and more dear to me than everything, than this world and whatever it has in it. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had also said, this blessed ayah is obviously a naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believers have been commanded to send salat and salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this blessed ayah. The most interesting point, subhanallah, is that Allah Azza wa Jal has issued many commandments in the Holy Quran Park. Perform your salah, establish your salah, pay your zakat, perform your hajj. There are many other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in all those commandments, He Azza wa Jal does not say that I do, the angels do, so therefore you as well do. Allahu Akbar. But this is one commandment, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that we do, meaning Allah does Himself. The angels are instructed to do, and therefore the believers are commanded to also do, and that is to send darood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, shaitan is behind every one of us, and shaitan never ever wants our virtuous deeds to increase. Wo hamesha koshish ye karta hai ki ہم سے گناہ ہو جائے, استغفر اللہ, ہم غلط راستے پہ آ جائیں, ہم ثواب والا کوئی کام نہ کریں, اور اس طرح ہم اللہ عزوجل کو ناراض کریں, اس کے حبیب کو ناراض کریں. This is the tricks and deception of shaitan, that he will put different types of ideas into the minds of people in relation to درود پاک as well, because this is a great invocation, this is a great way of connecting to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ye koi na soche ki it's very essential for me to recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember well, Allah azza wa jal is not in need of our durood paak. Allah azza wa jal is not in need of our sending of durood upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ham jab paida na bhi huye the, even at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent peace upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When there was nothing existing in this world, jab hum paida bhi nahi hue the, when the moon, stars, sun, earth, sky, nothing was created, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send peace upon His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hum to ab paida hue, aur paida hone ke baad jab humko pata chala ki humne bhi bhejna hai, therefore we send darood paak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isme apna hi fayda hai. Allahu Akbar. There is no faida for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is in need of our recitation of durood and salat. But rather, the benefit is for the believers, that if you will recite durood paak with devotion, with love, and would send abundance of salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your problems would come to an end. You would find light in your life. You will find happiness and khushi in your life, subhanallah. Because there will be many, many virtues in this world as well as in the hereafter for those people who abundantly recite durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So this is the point that's to be noted as far as durood paak is concerned. Furthermore, dear viewers on this Madini channel, subhanallah, the ulama and the scholars have mentioned in regards to the blessings of durood paak, using this beautiful quote of Sayyidina Ali bin Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Al-Qawl al-Badi', that recitation of durood and abundance of durood is actually the sign of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If a person claims to be from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then the sign of him being from this Jama'at is that he would send abundance of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it has been mentioned, as I mentioned, by Sayyidina Ali bin Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, alamatu ahli sunnati kathratu salati ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To recite salat and salam abundantly on the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sign of ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah. And by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahi to hai aqeedah sunniyo ka. Subhanallah. بلکہ دعوت اسلامی کے پیارے پیارے میٹھے میٹھے ماحول میں we have been taught to recite درود پاک even before the adhan. جی ہاں, جہاں جہاں دعوت اسلامی کے مراکز ہے, خاص کر کے ساؤتھ افریقہ کے اندر, you would notice even here in this country, that before calling out the adhan, they would recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. And mazi ki baat to ye hai ki is durud paak mein jo alfaz istemal kiye jate hain, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, ya Nabiyyallah, ya Nurullah. All these words have to do with the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, we recite this specific Durud-e-Pak. Azan se qabl, azan ke baad, iqamat se pehle, dua ke doran, during our dua as well, we recite Durud-e-Pak. Subhanallah. Before every permissible act, Durud-e-Pak is recited. Khane se qabl, khane ke baad. Furthermore, agar kisi ka intiqal ho jata hai, to qabristan mein bhi, MashaAllah, worldwide adhan is given at the graveyard, and because this is the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah. By the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sunni Muslims with correct belief recite salat and salam before the adhan as well as after the mayyit as well. Because this is our aqeedah. As Jamil Qadri, subhanallah, he apne famous salatu salam mein yuh likhte hain.
میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیلِ قادری مرنے کے بعد میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیلِ میرا لاشا بھی کہے گا الصلاۃ والسلام مومنو پڑھتے رہو تم اپنے آقا پر درود مومنو پڑھتے رہو تم اپنے آقا پر درود ہے فرشتوں کا وظیفہ ہے فرشتوں شاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام زینت عرش معلا زینت عرش معلا الصلاۃ والسلام شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام.
There is no restriction in regards to the place and the time. It's unconditional. Koi waqt muqarrar nahi hai, koi jagah muqarrar nahi hai. Zahir si baat hai, har jaiz jagah pe, mauqe pe to durood padte hain. Jahan jagah hai padhne ki, wahan padhenge. Aur gaadi chala rahe ho, ghar mein baithe hain, whether our sisters are in the kitchen, you are sitting in your office, you have free time, recite, recite, recite Durood-e-Pak. Isse aadat bana le. عادت بنا لے, make it part of your life, because شیطان would try and put waswasa. نہیں, یہ کوئی جگہ نہیں ہے. حدیث سے ثابت کرے, قرآن سے ثابت کرے کہ حضور پاک نے ایسا فرمایا ہے, ایسا کیا ہے. These are the waswasas of شیطان that you are busy looking for references and proof when it's unconditional. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی. اللہ اکبر. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that Allah and His angels recite Durood-e-Pak. They send salat and salams upon the convey of the unseen, the one who gives you the knowledge of the unseen. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe, you as well send salams and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rahmaton ke taj wale جہاں کے راج والے عرش کی معراج والے آسیوں کے لاج والے، طلع البدر علینا من سنیات الوداع وجبا شکر علینا ما دعا للہ داعی، یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا، یا حبیب صلوات اللہ علیکا.
پڑے درود پاک انشاءاللہ. ریسائٹ ڈیئر ویورز. بلکہ ایک حدیث پاک میں یہاں تک آیا ہے، جو کثرت کے ساتھ جمعے کے دن مجھ پہ درود پڑھے گا، درود پاک بھیجے گا، آئی ول میک ہز انٹرسیشن، آئی ول انٹرسیڈ فار دیٹ انڈیویجول آن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ. سبحان اللہ. When you recite Darood-e Pak and then you make dua, your dua is accepted. Whatever you wish for, your desires shall be fulfilled. Try this. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Mangenge, mange jayenge, muh mange payenge. Mangenge, mange jayenge, muh mange payenge. Sarkar mein na lahe na hajat agar ki hai. This is the most sublime prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been given the keys to the treasures of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trust me, there is no shortage and there is no bounds and ends to the treasures of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, because he has been given full authority to distribute as much as he wishes to from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been made the malik and the owner of these treasures as well. There is no shortage. There is no ends. نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ زیشاں گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دا گیا. اللہ اکبر. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Recite درود پاک upon that great نبی dear views. ارے جن پر انسان تو انسان، فرشتے تو فرشتے، پتھر بھی سلام بھیجتے ہیں، درخت بھی سلام بھیجتے ہیں، پودے بھی سلام بھیجتے ہیں. This is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon whom even the stones and the rocks and mountains would send salams. Oh brothers in Islam, go into the mode of ecstasy. For our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that great Nabi upon whom even the earth and the sky would send salams. So why should you and I not send salams? So dispel the tricks and waswasas of shaitan. Shaitan ka naam hi hai waswas. And he gives the invitation of committing guna and sins. And that invitation is called waswasa. Invite that farishta, that angel that's with every believer, and the name of this angel is called Mulhim, and its invitation towards righteousness is called Ilham. So on one hand, Mulhim is giving you Ilham to do good work. On the other hand, Waswas is giving you Waswasa, putting these tricks and ideas in your mind regarding finding proofs and references for something which was never stopped ever in the history. This is a clear na'at and poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah azza wa jalla's angels are sending darood and salams, and therefore we have been commanded to recite darood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. As far as the number is concerned, quoting the blessed sayings of the saint Allama Yusuf Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated the minimum figure of reciting abundance of salat is 350 in the day and 350 during each night. The one who can complete this figure, 350 in the day and 350 in the night, will be amongst those people who recite Darood-e-Pak abundantly. Another scholar by the name of Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has narrated, some of the ulama have mentioned that the minimum figure to achieve this target, meaning for your name to be on the list of those who abundantly recite Darood-e-Pak, so you should recite 700 in the day and 700 during each night. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated, recite salat at least 1,000 times daily without fail, otherwise 500 times. آپ نے وہ حدیث تو سنا ہی ہوگا, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, the one who completes 1,000 درود پاک upon me daily, کتنا؟ 1,000 جی. That person will not die until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that person his abode in paradise. Subhanallah. The references are right here. Subhanallah. In regards to these statements that I'm making, though, just to let you know in which books these ahadith are present, these are the blessings of Da'awat Islamiyah that they have made it easy for us and affordable and as well as lookable that we can, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, share these points with the viewers. And alhamdulillah, it's already in your information, it's part of your knowledge, but we just need to gain that little strength and push to say, well, go for it, alhamdulillah, accomplish these targets. It's nothing difficult at all. 350 in the day and night, 700 in the day and night. If not that, Muhaddis al-Dahlawi says 1,000 daily. And if you cannot complete 1,000, brother, 500 times. Some pious predecessors have said they have advised to recite 300 times daily, and some of them have given instruction to recite 200 times after Fajr Salah, after Namaz-e-Fajr. As I said, waswas will give you the waswasa to go and sleep. But if Mulhim is giving you the ilham, and you are inspired to sit on the musalla and recite 200 times Durood-e-Pak, you are fortunate because you are actually making dua for yourself. 200 times after Namaz-e-Asr. And inshallah, if you do so, you will become habitual of, you know, making this part of your routine, and this will be extremely beneficial, inshallah. He further says that one should recite salat at least 100 times daily without fail. You could not complete 350, 700, 1,000, 500, 300, 200 too is becoming difficult for you. Brother, can you, my sisters out there, can we complete at least 100 Durood-e-Pak daily? Allahu Akbar. Without fail. Some words of salat are very easy to recite. For example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, salat is recited with the same words, then the figure of 1,000 can easily and quickly be completed. So if you can say sallallahu ala Muhammad or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then very easily a person can complete 1,000. And if the same salat is recited daily, and the person who is habitual of reciting the salat abundance can easily do it with a great ease. In short, the one who is a devotee and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam derives pleasure and bliss through reciting the durood and salat. Your heart will be at ease and content. Subhanallah, you will find lots of tranquility and comfort of the heart and mind and soul. Hum duniya mein itne phas chuke hain, alag alag karobar mein, business mein hum phase hue hain, musibatein hain, pareshaniyan hain. Recite durood e pak. Huzur aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Ye dua karte rahe inshallah. And it goes on, the list goes on. There are people who have completed 100,000 Durood-e-Pak. There are people who complete 200,000 Durood-e-Pak. There are people who right now in different countries of the world, I'm sure you have heard of some people who dedicate so much of their time for reciting and sending salat and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as I mentioned, it is the solution for almost every problem. It will, of course, eradicate and remove every problem in our lives. Through the blessings of Durood-e-Pak, big, big problems have been solved. Bari, bari musibatein tal jati hai. Hazrat Musa Darir, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is a great saint in Islam. It is his narration. He says that I was traveling by ship with some people. Suddenly the ship was stuck in the middle of the storm. The waves began to frighten us. The ship began to sway from right to left, left to right, and at any time that ship was about to sink, we knew it with surety that we are going to die. Every passenger, every person that's on the ship is going to die. We knew this with certainty. There was no chance of us surviving that storm, since the ship was in the midst of that storm, in the ocean, in the sea. And during this journey, people were screaming, crying, shouting out for help, crying. And there was nothing else that could be done except this, that Allah saves our lives. Musa Darir, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, I just dozed off for a moment. In that parishani, in that situation, I don't know how, but I dozed off. And as I fell asleep, my fortune had smiled at me, for I had seen the most sublime Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in my dream. And he says, O Musa Darir, quickly, you and your companions recite this Durood-e-Pak 1,000 times. Allahu Akbar. I was instructed to recite this Durood-e-Pak 1,000 times. And he says that Durood-e-Pak is called Durood-e-Tunajina. Musa Darir, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, as I had awoken from my sleep, I had told my companions and my friends on the boat that this is what I have seen in my dream right now. We all formed a circle. And as the ship was about to sink, in that situation, we had completed this 300. We managed to recite 300. He says, leave alone 1,000. We had only completed 300 times when the storm started to reduce. And finally, the storm had subsided. It had finished, completed. And we reached the shores with safety, without any harm, without anyone dying, with peace and salamity. And we could not believe that we had actually come out of the storm. He says, Musa Dari says, rahmatullahi ta'ala, my aqeedah and iman is that it was definitely only and only because of reciting durood and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The ship travelers, all of them attained salvation from that storm. Why? Of course, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah azza wa jal who saved them through the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, dear viewers, leave alone benefiting those who are alive. Yahan tak ki jo dunya se chale ja chuke hain, if you recite Durood-e-Pak and forward this to their soul, to the soul of the deceased, it will benefit them as well. Have you lost your parents? Have you lost any family member? Make dua for the entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And whatever Durood-e-Pak you ever complete, always recite and send the recitation, the reward and thawab of that to all those who have passed away with iman. This is extremely beneficial. Another beautiful parable. A woman came in the court of Sayyidina Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, and who's narrating the story and this incident? Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He says, this woman came complaining about the condition of her deceased daughter, and she said, Huzur, bas karam farmade, my daughter had passed away. I had seen her in my dream, and the condition that I had seen her is beyond description or imagination. I seen her legs and hands tied and bound together. She had chains around her neck. She was inflicted with azab and punishment. My only daughter that passed away at a very young age, I had seen her undergoing such punishment. She's being tormented. I have come to you. Please make special dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla remove punishment from her. Allahu Akbar. Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali then made dua for her, and then she left from there. It has been mentioned few days or some time later, in his dream he sees a girl, a very pretty and gorgeous girl, sitting on a throne. And she had a smile where she had a throne adorned on her head using a heavenly garment. She smilingly asked, Hazrat, referring to Khaja Hasan Basri, have you recognized me? I am the daughter of that woman who complained to you about my condition. Khaja Hasan Basri said, yes, I do remember, but your mother had complained to me about your critical, condition. You were inflicted with punishment and adab. You were undergoing huge punishment. Where are the chains? Where are the, fire-made clothes? You had chains around your neck and hand. Your feet were bound together. How this transformation taken place? Then she replied and she said, Huzur, bas aisa hai ki, yes, main gunahgar thi. And I was being tormented for the wrongs I have done in my life. Lekin, jis qabrastan mein main dafn ho, in that graveyard where I am buried, there was a person who passed by. And as he was passing by, he had recited one darood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jiski barakat se, due to the blessings of which Allah had removed the torment from over 560 graves. Allahu Akbar. Us bandi ne sarkar par ek martaba darood padha. And by the blessings of that one Durood-e-Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal had removed the torment from over 560 graves. She says, I am that fortunate woman who was amongst those people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the miracle of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo Durood padhe, jo Durood se muhabbat kare, to usse itne fayda, jo khud sarkar se muhabbat kare, uska kya kehna? What will be said about the person who unconditionally loves the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recites abundance of Durood-e Pak. In regards to reciting Durood-e Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, over and again we had spoken about this great personality as well, when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi underwent long-term treatments for his stroke that he had. Half of his body was paralyzed. He was fed up himself. He was tired of, you know, despite all the medical treatment he had taken, but there was no response at all. Extremely upset and disappointed. He himself says, I thought to myself, I should write a qasida in the glory of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I should make dua for my recovery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the mediation, through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab doctor sab haar chuke hain, dunya mein koi isi dawa nahi hai jo mujhe theek kar sakta hai, to kyun na main qasida likhu sarkar ki shaan mein, or I will use that as a wasila. Ki ya Allah azawajal, tere habib ki shaan mein maine ye likha hai, tere habib ke sadqe mein mujhe shifa de de mola, grant me kiyo mola, remove my difficulty mola. The doctors have tried their best, to the best of their abilities, but I am seeing no recovery, I am seeing no improvement in my health. Ab main kahan jaun? He says, bas maine kalam uthaya, I then composed this qasida. Subhanallah, he says, qasida burda sharif, I had composed this qasida, and after composing this qasida burda, as I finished the qasida, I went to sleep, my eyes closed, the eyes of my heart had then opened, fortune smiled on me, and I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came in my dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved his blessed hands over my paralyzed body and put his chadar, his burda, over my body. He covered me. By the virtue of its blessings, I recovered instantly and immediately. As I woke up from my sleep, I had seen that, subhanallah, I can now walk and talk. I had recovered this stroke of mine by the blessings and virtue of reciting and composing Qasida Burda Sharif. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I want to mention this openly, subhanallah. Of course it was due to the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Qasida Burda contains recitation of Durood-e Pak. Allama Busiri, Sharfuddin Busiri, Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, when I woke up, I was totally cured. I had recovered from my stroke. Jahan doctor har chuke the, dawaiyan lene ke baad bhi kuch na ho saka, yahan maine sarkar pe durood padha, durood e pak likha, padha, bola, sunaya, and by the virtue of that qasida, I was now recovered, subhanallah. And not only recovered, sarkar ne mujhe khwab mein apne didar se bhi nawaza. I had seen that didar, I made the ziyarat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yahan tak nahi, jab sarkar dete to itna dete hain, jab karam farmate to aisa karam farmate hain, that he even blessed me with his shawl, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And I have that shawl by the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And what is that qasida? That qasida is, aap bhi milke padhe, maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim, maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim, huwal habib allazi turja shafa'atuhu, huwal habib allazi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin minal ahwali muqtahim, maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Dear viewers in this Ramadan channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the conditions of his followers. Koi cheez hamare aqa se poshida nahi hai. Nothing is hidden from the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot see the troubles of his followers. Sarkar kya hamari takleef ko nahi dekh sakte? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately not only hears and listens, he even reaches to the assistance and help of his afflicted followers. Ummati dunya mein chahe jahan pe bhi ho, if you call out to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will be there to assist and remove your troubles and problems. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Nabi who never forgot you when he was born, dunya mein tashreef laate hi ke saath, aap Rabbi habli ummati farma rahe hain. When that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in this apparent world, before his physical demise from this dunya, he never forgotten you at any time. Once he made dua for Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he asked her, "Oh Aisha, did you like the dua I made for you for your forgiveness?" She smiled. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Every day I make this very same dua for my ummah as well." Allahu Akbar. He remembers us. He thinks of us. He cried for us in the caves, in the mountains. He tied stones to his stomach. He remained hungry for our sake, to teach us, to send a message to us. He set such beautiful examples for us to follow. Even when he was laid in his Mubarak Qabr, then to his lips were mumbling and saying, "Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati." Us Nabi, wo pyare aqa, jo hame kabhi nahi bhule, us pyare Nabi ko, us pyare aqa ko hum kaise bhul gaye? How have we forgotten him? Forgotten him just because we have some extra work in the office? Forgotten him because we have some deals to do? Forgotten him just because we have things to carry out? That Nabi had never ever forgotten you, no matter how busy he was in his blessed life. You have the responsibility of one business. Hamare pyare aqa ke mubarak kandho pe dono dunya ke responsibilities hai. Allahu Akbar, but he never forgotten you and I. Therefore, Allama Busiri has written, using the shafa'at and the wasila of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, ki hamari jitne bhi kaam hai, wo sarkar ke naam hi se to bante hain. Aap bhi milke padhe. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Waghfir lana ma madha ya wasi'al karam. Mawla ya sali wa sallim da'iman على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Like how we need the help, we need the saath and assistance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. More than this, we are going to need him in the hereafter. We have become neglectful of his remembrance in this dunya. Of course, we need him now too. There is no comparison between the need in this world and the need in the hereafter. Lekin chunki us dunya mein mazid pareshaniyan hone wali hai. We are going to be faced with the day of Qiyamah, when the sun is above your head, when the earth will be transformed into copper. You are going to need the saath and the help of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin jab dunya mein hum bhool chuke hain, to akhirat mein kahan se yaad aayenge? How are we going to remember him? How we are going to achieve his closeness and qurb, his proximity on the day of judgment? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgotten us in this dunya. Kabhi nahi bhule hain hame. Hamesha yaad rakha hai, hamare liye duaen ki hain, hamari hidayat ke liye duaen ki hain. But we have forgotten our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, when every person will say, "Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi," every Nabi will say, "Idhabu ila ghairi." Everyone will be concerned about himself. Brother, your mother and your father would not even want to help and assist you as they would do in this world. The father would go to any extent, he will take accounts, he will take a loan, but he will solve your problem. Akhirat mein to aisa nahi hai, koi sawab dene ke liye tayyar aur razi bhi to nahi hoga. Kaun assist karega, kaun help karega? If there is anyone, it is your very same Nabi. That Nabi whom we have forgotten, wahi Nabi jin ki humne sunnatein chhod di hai, yahi aqa hame madad farmayenge, hamari madad farmayenge, jinka daman humne chhod diya, jinke sunnaton par humne muh ko mod liya, jinke bataye hue raste pe humne chalna hi chhod diya, jinki sunnaton ko hum khatam kar rahe hain,
یہ وہی نبی ہے جو قیامت کے دن جب سب ہم پر منہ موڑیں گے، یہ وہی نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو فرمائیں گے انا لہا انا لہا انا لہا، کم ٹو می کم ٹو می، اللہ اکبر. When he was buried, he never forgotten you. When he was born, he never forgotten you. رب حب لی امتی، رب حب لی امتی، کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے، رب حب لی امتی، کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے، حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا، حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا، الصلاۃ والسلام شہنشاہ مدینہ، الصلاۃ والسلام زینت عرش معلی، زینت عرش معلی، الصلاۃ والسلام اے شہنشاہ مدینہ، الصلاۃ والسلام. So do not forget that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam who had always remembered you. Allah Hazrat says, جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، جو نہ بھولا، جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے. Make it your habit to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is to say, recite abundance of durood and salawat upon him. Stay good, be good, do good. As we sign off with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.